Ah, there is one thing about them more wonderful than their numbers. In all that vast number, there is not one man called Gisco, Hannibal Barca. The one and only legendary military tactician, Hannibal Barca, was a man who brought Rome to the brink of collapse. How, you might ask? With his ideas in the field of encirclement, Hannibal was able to lead Carthage to numerous victories over the Romans like Cannae, Trasimene, and Lake Trebia. But eventually, the Carthaginians lost on other fronts, and he had to give up and go back to Africa, where they lost, and he died in exile, serving in the armies of other empires. It all started when Rome and Carthage started arguing over where their spheres of influence ended in Spain. Then Rome declared war. At the beginning of the war, Hannibal began with a victory over Gauls sympathetic to the Romans. He detached a portion of his army to go around and wait. Then he encircles the Gauls, crushing them. Hannibal then came up with a plan. It was one which would have been impossible. Crossing the Alps. In winter, trying it would be impossible. But Hannibal still did it. He achieved the impossible. The only bad thing was from Gauls who threw boulders in their way, the animals falling off the cliffs, and the ice and snow, freezing his soldiers to death. Then he beat the Romans at Trebia with encirclement, his weaker infantry in the middle and his more experienced infantry on the flanks. The Romans attacked because of one of the Roman consul's rash pride, and Hannibal encircled them. Only the Romans pushing on the weaker troops, who after the encirclement broke, escaped. The Romans then are fooled into attacking Hannibal again at the Lake Trasimeno, where Hannibal's army wait at the end of a path, so the Romans attack. The Carthaginians hide in a forested hill right next to the road alongside the lake. As the Romans charge in, the Carthaginians come barreling down, and then the Carthaginian cavalry rush in the back, blocking their escape. Then they slaughter the Romans. Some swim away or are able to run, but the rest die or are captured. Soon Hannibal marches through marshes and loses his an eye to disease, and looks as many of his troops drown in their own sleep to muck. Then he fights against a new Roman army of 16 legions, the largest in the history of the Republic. The army of around 80,000 fights Hannibal and loses. The patrician and plebeian consuls have to share command. The plebeian is eager, too eager. Seeing his massive advantage in numbers, he clamped his infantry together and charged Hannibal's line. Hannibal's line was arranged in his classic formation, his weak infantry for the center and stronger infantry on the flanks. The Romans, seeing this, aimed straight at the center. They rammed into the center of the line. They pushed and pushed the center, but the flanks hadn't been pushed, so they were on the Romans' flank. So they hit the flank of the Romans. Soon the Carthaginians' cavalry, who yet again beat their Roman counterparts, went crashing into the backs of the Romans. The fear was so great in the Roman center, men dug their heads in the dirt to suffocate to death. Soon, almost every man lay dead or captured. Then Hannibal was attacked by Romans, not head-on, but with delaying tactics. Hannibal was devastated by the Romans picking off foraging forces and other tactics. What if Hannibal had gone for Rome itself? Would he have won? Could he have won, or could he have not? For that, we will never know. But for one thing, stay tuned for next time, where we will be discussing the Gallic Wars and Caesar. Veni, vidi, vici, everyone.